Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Accidental Mentor. I'm Charlene Garrett, and I'm so thrilled to have you here for another episode of Mentor Minutes. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's very personal and prevalent: shame, fear, and control. But before we get started, if you haven't, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and build a community together. So let's talk about a topic that has undoubtedly touched all of us at some point: shame, fear, and control. These are serious words with deep implications, and they were profoundly explored in episode 7 of season 1 with my friend Julie. In that episode, Julie and I shared our own personal experiences with shame and how it was deeply influenced our journeys. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend you go back and check it out. I do want to make a few clarifications. In that episode, Julie said that feeling shame for smoking at home when she started really working with the children at church was a motivator for her to quit. That sounds like a good thing, right? We then also discussed how shaming people is not a suitable method for helping them stop any action or allowing them to grow, and how it was a good thing, Julie told me it was a good thing, that I didn't shame her when she wasn't making the best choices. She never felt shamed by me. So which is it? Is shame helpful or hurtful? What is guilt too? Where does that come in? Well, I think there are three things here that we're talking about: guilt, shame, and then something called toxic shame. Well, I believe that what Julie was describing really was a feeling of guilt. She felt that she was doing something that wasn't beneficial for her and was inconsistent. And I think that's the tension that she felt, inconsistent with who she wanted to be in front of the youth and the children at church. She was feeling a misalignment there. So that what I would say is more like guilt. Dr. Chip Dodd then describes the feeling of shame as the feeling that reminds us that we're limited and needy people. And that when we feel this, the gift of that is humility. If you want to know more about that, my friends Alan and AJ have a great podcast episode on that topic, and I'll put a link in the show notes. You can call that maybe healthy shame, that type of shame. What I want to focus on is what Chip calls toxic shame. It was during my time as an administrator of the School of Supernatural Life that I encountered teaching by Chester and Betsy Kilster on the shame, fear, and control cycle. This kind of shame tells us that we are uniquely flawed, that something is inherently wrong with us, like seriously wrong, at the base of who we are. Did you know that studies by Christian counselors suggest that up to 80% of us live with a shame-based identity? That was me. For the longest time, I believed I was helplessly and uniquely flawed, not just flawed, but uniquely flawed. It wasn't something I thought of every day, but it was a constant undercurrent, this fear of being found out and rejected. Rejection was probably one of my greatest fears most of my life. A mentor once noticed my controlling tendencies and asked me, "Hey, Charlene, what are you afraid of when you feel controlling? Can you ask yourself, what am I afraid of?" It was as if she handed me a styrofoam cup with ice, and I squeezed it, trying to hold tight, afraid of slipping, only to crush it from my grip. This was my relationship pattern. I desperately tried to control so no one would see my perceived flaws. I didn't want that relationship to slip out of my hands, and so I would crush it. That's where fear comes in. It whispers, what if they find out? They won't like you. They'll reject you. And then to avoid the rejection, we control and or we hide who we are. This cycle isn't new. It's as old as Adam and Eve. In Genesis 3:10, after realizing their nakedness, they felt shame. Then the fear of being discovered, and then they finally hid. It's the same cycle that many of us repeat in our lives. We see shame first, fear second, and then comes control. This concept fascinates me because it's so universal, yet so individualized. Each of us may manifest this cycle differently. Some hide, while I tended to control. And just because I recognized it 10 or 20 years ago, it doesn't mean that it vanished overnight. And in fact, it hasn't completely vanished. I still control. Alert. Breaking this cycle requires going to the root instead of merely addressing the symptoms and asking, what am I afraid of? What is really happening here? So how is this relevant to mentoring? How do we help others recognize their own cycles of shame, fear, and control and walk it out? Surprise, surprise, it isn't by pointing it out to them. Hi, you're controlling. Like, that doesn't really help. In my experience, the most effective way to help somebody recognize their own struggles is by creating a safe space for them to express themselves without judgment. Sometimes it's by sharing our own stories and vulnerabilities, we invite others to reflect on their experiences. It's about listening more than speaking, asking more than telling, and showing empathy and understanding. For example, when mentoring someone, instead of saying, "I think you have a control issue," I might share a story from my own life where I dealt with control and the fear behind it. This often opens the door for the other person to see themselves in that story and begin to recognize their own patterns. Just be careful not to be manipulative. Just be genuine. Another vital aspect is patience. Take your time. Everyone's journey is different. It takes time. Walking alongside someone, offering consistent support and encouragement helps them feel seen and understood. This is crucial for breaking cycles of shame, fear, and control. Now, it's much easier for me to notice when control tries to rear its head and let go of it because I no longer feel uniquely flawed. I don't have that base fear of shame that I am alone, like no one is like me. I see myself as normally flawed. It's not that I don't think I'm flawed. I think I am flawed, but so is everybody else. And that is so freeing. I feel loved immensely by God, who works all things together for the good, and he does the same for you and me, all of us. So what about you? Have you experienced this cycle of shame, fear, and control? Or even just one of them? Does this make sense to you? Are you familiar with trying to break free from it? Do you have questions, more questions, or do you want to share a story? I'd love to hear from you. Head over to charlenegarrett.com/blog and leave your comments or questions on episode MM3. You'll see it right there. Let's engage more about this and support each other in our journeys. Thank you for joining me for this Mentor Minute. Remember, you are loved, you are valued, and you're not alone. Thank you again for tuning in today. Stay tuned for more episodes and let's continue to grow. This has been Mentor Minutes with Charlene Garrett.